With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In the late 1990s, farmers across the U.S. began planting a different kind of crop. About 90% started raising corn and soybeans that were genetically modified to tolerate an herbicide called glyphosate or Roundup. These so-called Roundup-ready crops were designed to be sprayed with weed killer and live, while all the plants around them died. But something else disappeared from America's fields at the same time the weeds did. Monarch butterflies. Monarchs, of course, are the bright orange symbols of summertime, famous to school children for their spectacular multi-generational migrations to Mexico and back. As late as 1996, scientists estimated that 1 billion monarchs filled the skies east of the Rocky Mountains. This year, that count is down by 97% to an all-time low. The decline is part of a trend, according to Tierra Curry, senior scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity.
The decline is being driven by the loss of monarch breeding habitat in the Midwestern United States, and that has come about because monarchs are dependent on milkweed. Milkweed is a native flower, and it's the only food that monarch caterpillars will eat. And so because we've started planting so many genetically modified corn and soybean crops, we're using more Roundup. And so we're spraying so much Roundup now that we're eliminating the milkweed. And by eliminating the milkweed, we're eliminating the monarch's host plant.
In an attempt to save the monarch, the Center for Biological Diversity has petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to grant monarchs protections as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The petition also outlines other potential contributors to the monarch's decline, including development, logging, and climate change. But threat number one, according to the petition, is Roundup. The Monsanto company, which makes Roundup, declined to be interviewed for this program. But a spokeswoman provided a written statement that said, in part, quote, "For farmers, milkweed is a weed. It competes with crops in the field for water, soil, and nutrients," unquote. Lincoln Brower is a biologist at Sweetbriar College in Virginia who has been studying monarchs for a half century.
We referred to the monarch as the canary in the cornfield.
He said we know about the deaths of monarchs because they are highly visible. But there are likely scores of other lesser-known insects and native plants that are quietly vanishing because of the increasing use of glyphosate or Roundup. The herbicide is sprayed not only on farm fields, but as a weed killer along roads and under electric lines.
Most butterflies and many species of insects feed on the leaves of wildflowers and native plants and shrubs and so forth. There's a huge array of species that are dependent upon these naturally growing wild plants. And the problem with this glyphosate is it kills everything. It sterilizes the soil. I have pictures looking into these fields, and you look between the rows of soybeans and the rows of corn. There's not a blade of grass, anything growing in those fields.
In case you think it is only a few biologists who are worried about this, President Obama in June issued a memorandum that described the loss of butterflies as part of a worrisome decline in a variety of pollinators, including bees, birds, and bats. Without pollinators, we would lose many fruits, nuts, and vegetables, and about $15 billion a year from our agricultural economy. Part of the solution might be to use less herbicides and pesticides and switch to more organic farming. Along our highways, we should stop spraying chemicals and let more wildflowers and native plants flourish. After all, what might look like weeds from your car windows might feed the butterflies you miss from your childhood. With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.